the smile on Roger Federer's face when he won again at Wimbledon. Was he eighth time winning at Wimbledon, 19th time winning a Grand Slam championship? At the age of 35, he won this thing without dropping his sets.
I'm impressed he didn't get hurt and have to retire like half the Wimbledon field.
Yeah, it's, you know, kind of. Didn't you see that one video of the person who got hurt and they didn't like bring out any medical attention to them? Like, what was up with that?
They were probably busy on another court the way everyone else was getting hurt.
They're just watching somebody else get hurt and try to, hey, this person here is yelling and screaming for help. Federer doesn't need any help. He's dominated tennis in my lifetime. Like, today is my 26th birthday. 26 years watching sports, I have to put him on the short list of most dominant athletes in their game. You look at his first one, what was it, back in 2003 where he won Wimbledon. From 2003 to 2017, I mean, you're talking a 14, 15-year run in tennis where typically you have a high peak, but it's not a long peak when the athletes, you know. We're still talking about Nadal, though, who's somebody who really parallel with this timeline. You know, Djokovic and Murray are somewhat new compared to what Roger Federer has done. But so I designed a bracket. I had to, because I needed to figure this out, because he's won so much around my birthday that I need to figure this out. Who is the most dominant athlete of my lifetime? So I designed a bracket of eight. And let's go down the list, one versus the other. And you can help me with this, right, because you're around the same.
I've seen this bracket. There's some issues here, but
okay.
I'll approve of most of them.
And if we have a tiebreak, I guess JP could be our tiebreaker here. And we can determine who, in my 26 years of watching sports, has been the most dominant. So first on the list, with Roger Federer, I put him in it right away, against Floyd Mayweather. All right, you can put Floyd Mayweather in here because he hasn't lost, 49-0. Now, his fights aren't entertaining.
No, not at all. No, they're not even dominating. You don't dominate a sport when every fight's decided by the judges.
He doesn't knock a lot of people out.
No.
He doesn't have, you know, brick hands that make you fall down, but he scores really well. I'm no boxing expert, so, and I'm, of course, not a tennis expert either, but I think Roger Federer's run of dominance and the amount of, like, the people that he's beating along the way makes me go Federer over Mayweather, because, like, while Mayweather in a couple of different weight classes has shown that he is the supreme boxer, it's not like he's out here like doing the run that Ali had against all the guys that he's had, or Tyson when Tyson was in his prime fighting a lot of high profile guys. I just don't think so very highly of a lot of the people that Mayweather has beaten. So I'm going Federer.
I mean, Mayweather's record would be the same as Federer and whoever he's playing. They said, all right, play for 3 hours, and then we're going to pick us judges based on who had better serves, who had the better volley. If you're not knocking people out, you're not dominant. I think that's part of the reason boxing's dying, so I'll go with Federer.
All right, so we agree there. Next two, squaring off, Tom Brady. Tom Brady in his 12 times being at the Pro Bowl, five-time Super Bowl champion, four-time Super Bowl MVP. He's led the league in touchdowns four times. He made the All-Decade Team, former Comeback Player of the Year, two-time MVP. So you got Tom Brady against another Bay Area guy, except, you know, he actually played in the Bay Area. It's in Barry Bonds, who made the All-Star Team 14 times, eight times a Gold Glove Award winner, seven times win the NL MVP Award, two-time batting champion, two-time home run leader. And yes, he may have used steroids, but in the process, hit 70-plus home runs.
See, so this really comes down to how do you weigh in the steroid impact on his dominance? Because if you just ignore the steroids, I think this is Barry Bonds by a long shot because of what he did. If you say, all right, we need to factor in the steroids, then it's Tom Brady. So, Chris, you made the bracket. How are we viewing steroids?
No, you can view them however you want to.
Well, how are
I'm
you
not,
viewing
I'm really not looking at it from the steroid perspective. I'm almost
but
eliminating
he wasn't,
them.
I guarantee you wouldn't be dominant if he didn't have steroids. Look at what his body looked like.
Well, look at what he did before it was alleged that he took steroids. Now, he wasn't this dominant where
he just stole a bunch of bases.
Runs.
He stole a bunch of bases.
Nah,
he didn't
hit two. I guess two was a hitting machine before steroids have ever became a thing. I mean, 298 career average, and a good chunk of his career was before 2001. When his head exploded. So I'm going to go Barry Bonds here because there's no baseball player that had came close to doing what Barry Bonds did. As cool as Tom Brady has been during this run, Peyton Manning was always there to compare him to, right?
Like, yeah.
Peyton Manning was always the guy in the conversation, who do you want, Manning versus Brady? Now, Brady separated himself over the last few years with having the longevity on the back end of his career, still playing at a high level, to where I put him above Peyton Manning clearly now. But, man, Barry Bonds, I've never – like. And again, maybe you don't want to see baseball like that. And maybe it was an atrocity that somebody took steroids to break all the records that we held so sacred in a game. But boy, as a kid watching baseball, that was mad fun. So I'm going Barry Bonds.
I got to go Tom Brady. He actually won a championship. Bonds made one World Series. I'm sorry, you can't be dominant if you're not winning championships. So I got to go Tom Brady. Five of them.
So we need a tie break. JP, what we got?
Tom Brady cheated less than Barry Bonds, so I'm going with Tom Brady.
Forgot Deflategate and everything. So Brady has an asterisk, right? Dad, man, all right, I lose that one. So Federer versus Brady next round. Let's go to the bottom of this bracket. LeBron James. We've run through his resume quite a bit when the NBA Finals were around, but just a refresher, four-time MVP, 13-time All-Star, three-time champion, All-NBA first team 11 times, AP Athlete of the Year a couple of times. Versus Tiger Woods. Talk about a high peak, but then a far drop off. And he won the Masters in 97, 2001, 2002, 2005, 14 major championships, but nothing, not a zip since 2008, the U.S. Open. So when we come to dominance, in my 26 years of watching sports, LeBron versus Tiger, who are you moving on?
LeBron, because he's never lost to a guy by the name of Y.E. Yang.
He lost to the 2011 Dallas Mavericks, though.
And Dirk's a
that might
bit,
have been the Y.E. Yang of the NBA.
Maybe, but they had Dirk still, who's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I go LeBron. Like, if Tiger Woods kept up his pace at somewhat of a level after 2008, I would easily go Tiger Woods here.
That's not fair, though.
But he
How old is LeBron James right now?
LeBron is 32.
Okay. Tiger Woods, 7-8 years ago, was 32. So you're comparing what he did from 32 to 40, what LeBron has done up to this point in his career.
I'm talking about their whole careers. I've seen both of these guys, their whole careers. And I think LeBron James is I think he's the best basketball player ever, but he's one of the three best. It's Tiger Woods, golf expert, JP, one of the three best golfers of all time.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay,
number
going
two.
Back, you think he's number two? Yes. Really? Is that a hot take, or is that the general consensus? Because I still think a lot of people said he was on pace to do that, but he fell off and dropped off, so he put a lot of those guys in the prior era ahead of him still.
He's the second best golfer of all time and the greatest golfer
in this generation. I agree with that. The best golfer in this generation. LeBron James is
more dominant than LeBron James has been. Come on.
Up until Y.E. Yang happened, I'd agree with you. But then Y.E. Yang took down the most powerful
man. I was at that tournament.
So it's your fault.
JP's fault.
2009 PGA Championship, Y.E. Yang.
LeBron, I have. All right, going to the bottom of this. And now here's where the ultimate hot takes come in, right? So I'm going to go Serena Williams as one participant in here. Serena has completely destroyed women's tennis, not destroyed it as in like ruined it, but destroyed it as in has destroyed all the competition against Gino Auriemma.
Gino
Auriemma. When we're talking dominance, Gino Auriemma's in this.
It does
right?
say, well, one, it says athlete. So
I call it the Chris's that, birthday bracket of ballers.
Through that, I'm sorry. You can't pick Gino Auriemma. He's playing in a sport where there's like six teams that are good. Because there's only 50 top recruits as opposed to college basketball for the men's side, where there's 150. There's two coaches, if we want to stick with a coach, that are better than him, more dominant.
So Belichick, you want to put?
I didn't Popovich? Even have Belichick. Belichick I thought about, but I stayed in college. Pete Carroll or Nick Saban?
All right, Nick Saban I can see. Pete Carroll, no.
Well, Pete Carroll, he won three championships at USC, and he's now made the Seattle Seahawks a dynasty?
I will allow you to replace Geno with an athlete. I will not allow you to do it with a coach.
Do so I have pick to pick it from a different sport, though? Because you had one from each sport. The other sport I had would be baseball. You had a hitter. I had a pitcher.
Okay, so put your pitcher.
Roger Clemens.
Okay. Now, because of his Cy Young Award winners?
Four Cy Youngs after the age of 30, 150 wins after the age of 30, which is really when I started watching. 354 wins, seven Cy Youngs. Pitched for every single team in the AL East at one point.
Gotcha.
So that's why I would have him in there.
All right. Serena Williams in her Grand Slam titles. What is it? Wimbledon, or Wimbledon, 2, 3. Yeah, just a lot. I'm not even going to count all these up. I'm still going to go with Serena Williams because what she has done from being having the target on her back, really the second that she arrived, I guess, shared it with Venus, to overtaking Venus and still being the best, winning a tournament when she was pregnant to kind of just top this all off.
I was going to say
Serena Williams.
I would have thrown an asterisk in here because winning a tournament while pregnant, no one of the others on this list will ever do that. And that like puts you in your own special category.
Fair.
I think that needs to be recognized. I think she is more dominant than Roger, so I'll advance Serena as well. But we do need to say, if you win a tournament while you're pregnant, that's no one else on this list will ever do that.
Okay, so that might make her the favorite.
But
on that, final
that's like
four.
A special asterisk case, though, because if that doesn't happen, maybe she doesn't advance. So maybe we need like a special champion.
All right, Federer, Brady, LeBron, Serena, the final four. Now, I didn't put Jordan in here because Jordan's entire career doesn't fit my timeline of the last
I never saw
years.
Jordan play.
His career was before, like, started before 1991.
Yeah.
So that's why. Well, although you could say Barry Bonds' career started before 1991.
I took this into debate that I was able to see them play during their dominance.
Chris's birthday bracket of ballers.
Big ballers.
We had eight. It's not big ballers because no LeVar Ball is any part of this. No Lonzo on the list. Because in 26 years of watching sports, we've had a lot of dominant figures. I had Federer, Mayweather, Brady, Bonds, LeBron, Tiger, Serena, and Gino Auriemma.
We had to call an audible on that last one there.
A bracket of eight. Gino Auriemma got scratched because Fish didn't want him to be on there.
He wasn't even the best coach of the last decade.
I mean, he's pretty dominant in terms of winning streaks and championships. Except last year.
Yeah.
Mississippi State, out of nowhere. Was able to take them down. So you replaced him with Roger Clemens, which I could see. He's the best pitcher. We already have a hitter in Barry Bonds. Roger Clemens, the most dominant pitcher, and clearly steroids aren't a factor in our bracket because Barry Bonds did do what he did.
We should just say cheating's not a factor because Brady's in there as well.
Okay. Brady's level of cheating, we don't think, rises to the level of Barry Bonds' level of cheating. At least I don't. So we had Federer versus Mayweather. Roger Federer won that. Brady versus Bonds. I voted for Bonds, but I was overruled 2-1, and Tom Brady ended up winning that. So how about Tom Brady versus Roger Federer when we're talking dominance? Of course, Federer won his 18th, make it 19th Grand Slam, 8th Wimbledon. Tom Brady out here winning a bunch of MVPs in the Super Bowl, 4 of them, winning the Super Bowl 5 times, 12-time Pro Bowler, 2-time first-team All-Pro, a couple of times Offensive Player of the Year. He's led the league in touchdown passes 4 times.
So this is the one I struggle with the most, and I almost sort of picked my winner based on who they're going to face in the next round in the final. I'm going to have to go Tom Brady. And if Tom Brady doesn't win the Super Bowl, I would have said this is Roger Federer, no doubt. But as we said, Roger Federer didn't drop a set in Wimbledon. Tom Brady, he was down 2 sets to love, and the other player was on match point, basically, and he came back and won in the last Super Bowl. So I have to say Brady gets the win here.
Because of degree of difficulty, putting himself in an adverse situation and then overcoming it?
And 5 Super Bowls, and he won when he was 40.
As if Roger Federer's never been in an adverse situation in all of his Grand Slam championships, and just because in this one he happened to win every single set... doesn't mean that he doesn't have the comeback ability. You're showing he can do everything. I'm going to say, because I didn't even have Tom Brady in this spot. Because I had Barry Bonds in this spot. So I'm going to go Roger Federer beating Tom Brady because there is a comp for Brady, and it's Manning. Same era, similar
stats.
There's
Nadal.
Nadal is not, unless it's the French Open, Nadal does not. Nadal's, I think, won them all, but. Definitely not the same level, not the same frequency as Roger Federer. Now, when it comes to the French Open, if I was just going to say the French Open is the masters of everything and only the French Open matters, then I would knock off Federer and probably put up Nadal. But when those two head-to-head, Federer is in a different class when it comes to overall accomplishments. So Roger Federer for me over Brady, which means we need a tie break. JP, you got time to do this? I know you're busy over there. You got the 3-6 show coming up.
Who was it? Federer and who?
Brady.
Oh, Tom Brady.
Really?
Brady getting carried by JP.
Tom Brady's out here.
Although I don't believe that Roger Federer ever cheated. I'm gonna change that. I'm gonna go Federer.
Oh no!
Yes, Brady's the audible. Now, There's been point shaving scandals in tennis, but there's never really been that many cheating.
No,
scandals,
I think
right?
that Roger Federer's got a pretty clean reputation.
All right, there you go for the guy from Switzerland. He's in the championship. LeBron versus Serena Williams is the bottom of this bracket. LeBron James, three-time champion, Serena Williams completely owning women's tennis over the last 20 years.
There's a simple argument for this. One of them couldn't play through cramps. One of them won a title while carrying another human. That's all I need to say. It's Serena Williams by a mile.
You know what? I was leaning LeBron. I think your argument sold me. Like, you're right. LeBron did struggle with the cramps. Serena was pregnant.
And didn't drop a set.
Apparently, she said like if they ever had to go to a third set, she'd be drained and couldn't do it. So she knew she had to win all of these in two sets. And she was able to do that. Even if you just like take the jokes out of this and just look at the level that she was able to win at, like Australian Open, 03, 05, 07, 09, 2010, 2015, 2017. And women's tennis, by the way, where you don't have these long runs, French Open, 02, 13, 15. Wimbledon, 02, 03, 09, 2010, 2012, 2015, 2016. US Open, 99. 2002, 2008, 2012, 2014, 2014. I'm sorry. I mean, that's when it comes to the most dominant, like LeBron's run isn't that.
No.
So.
And he can't deal with cramps.
So we got two tennis people in the final. That's
See, we don't want to ask John McEnroe what would happen here.
True. Good call.
So
I said face each other.
I would have to go with Serena, and I'm going to use your Federer argument against you because you said he's so much better than Nadal. Nadal, 23-14 all-time against Federer. If your rival's better than you head-to-head, I'm sorry. You can't be the most dominant against anyone else if your rival beats you.
A lot of those meanings on clay. And you're
9-3
right,
in all-time Grand Slam.
There you go. So if that head-to-head will make the difference, does Serena have a losing record over anybody?
Not that I know of, no.
Exactly. I don't think so either. Doesn't do the in-depth research there for Serena's record against everybody, but she kills Maria Sharapova every single time. They try to build up Sharapova as a Serena rival. I know for a fact that Serena kills Sharapova darn near every time. So Serena Williams, most dominant athlete in the last 26 years.